Chris?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, sorry about that. I don't know how you ended up talking to one of my representatives, Hans, but I was supposed
to... Yeah, no worries.
I was supposed to reach out to you here in like... Oh, no worries, no worries. I was supposed to reach out to you here in like 20 minutes. I've been talking to Robert for the last couple of days. And he asked me to reach out to you, so I was calling you a couple times this morning about signing you guys up.
Yeah, I called
up.
The number back. And that's what I got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's in our customer service department, but I don't know why he went into like a sales pitch. He should have just seen in the notes that you were affiliated with American Builders. But, yeah, it was a little awkward too. I started getting a bunch of messages and I was like, I'm not supposed to call him for like another 20 minutes. I figured he called in. I'm like,
who is this calling me? And then he finally told me, and it's like, what was going on with that? So I was like, well, I'll try to get a call back to him right here. It wasn't an oil change when I called the last one.
Yeah, yeah. Robert gave me your number this morning, and he was telling me to give you a call, but he said he gave you the day off, so he wanted me to kind of give you a little time to sleep in and whatnot. So I didn't really try reaching out to you until like 11. Jeez.
Yeah, I haven't been out for 5 weeks.
That's crazy. Hopefully it's good money, though.
Well, I work another job also 6 days a week.
Oh,
but I'm getting myself out of that one to get myself more into our company.
Yeah. Well, don't wear yourself out. I mean, money's important. Don't get me wrong. It's like affiliated with everything these days. But
I was already working 6 days a week for that job, and I'm starting to get myself more into this one, so I had to put myself and my days off to go do this so we can make this company start working.
Wow. Well, I got a way to jumpstart you guys. That's for sure. So
yeah, so your name is John. What's your name, John? What?
Jonathan and last name's Hill. H-I-L-L. But I go by John.
Okay.
Yep. And so Robert basically he wanted to move forward with it, but he said you were the guy that would set it up. But what we're doing is it's Google advertising. So he wants to have the business listed on the first page of the Google search results anytime somebody types in one of the services that you guys offer in Utica and surrounding areas. Okay. So it'll cover about like a 30-mile radius.
You have been kicked from this conference.
Oh. Did you hear that?
I dig it. It merged in with the conference with the other dude. So,
okay. I think he kicked off.
I didn't know what was going on. He had like another call, so I thought I had to merge it in. I didn't know if you needed both of you on the line or not. But yeah, it just went away for him. So it's just me and you now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so basically what we want to do is we want to make sure that anytime somebody types in one of the services you guys offer that you appear as a top recommended option on the first page. Obviously, there were some other things that we were going to do along with that, like include a .com website for the business, and then complete the full online business profile. So it's not just, you know, listing you on the first page. It's covering everything online for the company. So we're talking like
You would take care of website and like everything for us and like marketing and like advertising that kind of thing.
Exactly. So it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook ads, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta. You know, the idea here is just to generate as many leads and opportunities for you guys each month as we can, you know, using the online marketing platforms. The Google listing, though, is really what's making him want to jump on it because those ones are kind of case sensitive. You'll notice if you do a search for the services, there's only three top recommended options for this service area. We do have one available within our company as a Google partner, so that's kind of why he's trying to press forward with it. Because that's really, that's where 90% of your calls are going to end up coming from at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. So if you type in now, we're like number 8 down in the list, 8 or 9 down in the list, I think it is.
Exactly.
It literally just says American Builders and it has nothing else. There's no reviews, there's no number. I mean, we have a number, but there's no website, nothing.
Right. So we'll develop the site. As far as the reviews, there's a tracking system that you guys are going to have that'll give you transparency on all the leads we're bringing to the table. Also, we'll develop a pipeline if you miss any of the calls. I don't know if you had like a secretary there ready to answer the phone for you guys. Right.
No,
so
not that yet.
That's a good tool though. It'll take care of that. So that way you're not missing opportunities. You can go dig through them when you're free. And then, there is a section in there that'll request reviews from clients that you just service. So you'll be able to go in there and send them a message asking about their experience and to leave a Google review. And then we also have, review monitoring and reputation management with the Google listing too. So if you guys get bad reviews, I'll be in there, give you an opportunity to dispute them before they're actually published or finalized. That way we can keep the reputation as close to 5 stars as possible.
Okay, cool.
But the package that I had them on, here, I want to show you, actually. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here, this is what we're going to do. And then I'm going to send this over to you in writing, too, but let me show you the pricing page, give you a breakdown. Oh, what's going on? Oh, come on. It texted Robert. He's probably like, what the heck? What is this? Okay. Let me refresh. Okay, this thing's going to just keep messaging him. I tried to put your number in the text field, but do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
If you can look it up, just look up localsplash.com. So LOCAL and then splash, like water, .com, and then /pricing.
Like local, LOCAL?
Yep, local, like people in your area, then splash, like water.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the page.
Okay. And then if you scroll down a little bit, just underneath the Google Partner credentials, you'll see the packages. Wonder where it says Premier Google Ad Partner, and then you'll start seeing some numbers there. I'm not planning on having you guys do any of the Premier with the Google Ads on top of it. That's only, you know, down the line if he goes, hey, I want to cover like a 100-mile radius around the business. Let's say you hired on a crew or something, then we can talk about those packages and we'll include the Google Ads. But what I was thinking was the traditional Platinum SEO packages. You'll see there's an Essential, a Pro, and a Platinum.
It's not showing me any of those. It's just it doesn't show me any numbers or anything.
Oh, did you go past the Trusted and Secured section? Or what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm on your site. Like, it's just Local Splash has all the main things there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to hit the /pricing after the localsplash.com. That way you go to the pricing page rather than just the company website.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the pricing structures are different based on your geographical location. So when you type it in, it'll actually pull up the pricing structures for where your IP address is searching from. It's pretty cool.
/, what was it?
Pricing, P-R-I-C-I-N-G. Yeah, you were just seeing the girl with the cell phone, huh?
Yep.
That online marketing
yep.
for a little
yep.
bit. Okay, I got you. Yeah, so this is the one. It should say take control of your online presence, generate more business.
Yep.
Okay, so scroll down underneath the Premier Google Ads Partner badge. That badge is live linked, by the way. We're one of only 3 Premier Google Partners in the United States. We're the highest ranked one currently, but that kind of shifts throughout the year. But your competitors would basically be working with our competitors. You know, the guys that they have, we want to basically try to outperform them, get you guys more leads, more job opportunities than them. If you scroll down, you'll see it, though, that where it says Platinum SEO Packages. So not these Premier ones, not the Essential Premier, Pro Premier, Platinum Premier. Those ones are the ones I was talking about with the ads on them. But underneath it, what I was talking about is this one here that says Most Popular. Just a traditional Platinum. It's $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee.
Okay,
what I did with Robert is I got him this package, the Platinum package, for $2.99 monthly. So you guys pay the Essential price, but you get the Platinum package and all of its content. I'll send that over in writing, too. And then I waived the setup fee for him, too. So you guys won't have to pay the setup fee. Now, we're not cutting any corners. We're still going to build your website, still going to do client interview, do all the name, address, and phone number cleanup, the campaign research and creation, you know. So we're not cutting any corners on it, but, you know, I wanted to get the pricing down since you guys, or he said you guys were invested in some other things like HomeAdvisor. So I wanted to kind of keep your overhead as low as possible, but still get your foot in the door and show you the difference. And then I'm pretty sure after a month or two, if you compare these two, you'll probably wind up canceling that HomeAdvisor program. Because basically what HomeAdvisor does is they buy a spot on Google, and then they resell the leads they get from it. So they might get one lead from Google for $5. They'll sell it to you guys for 30, and then they'll sell it to four or five other guys. They're charging all of you whether you get the job or not. So, you know, doing this is just going to cut out that middleman and list you independently. You won't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a lot to take in, but I also have you guys on a month-to-month campaign. You don't have to do the two-month contract. Obviously, I recommend giving it a shot for a couple of months before you, you know, you hard evaluate it, but it's summertime, so you guys should be able to see some good return on investment in the first month, enough to obviously continue to use this long-term. Are you able to set up the account on your own? Like, I mean, I'm assuming yes, because he basically gave me your information and was like, call Chris to get it set up.
Yeah, pretty much I can, for sure. And he told me to look into it, see what I think about, you know, check in what I think, see everything, make sure you guys are all straightforward and everything. And then,
okay.
Because I also have the funds at the moment, too.
You don't?
No, I do have the funds at the moment. I'm the one.
That's kind of what he was implying. Yeah, he was like,
yeah,
oh, you gotta call.
I've got the money right now for it.
Oh, okay. So what do you think? Do you have any, like, particular questions for me in regards to the service or... moving forward, how we're going to communicate, client interview.
Straightforward company, trust and serve, and everything secured. You seem like a straightforward guy, and you're trying to help us out more than what the thing says on the thing. So, your website is doing a better deal and all that stuff.
Yeah, my approach is always show and prove. In a new business relationship, it's like, hey, you know, we're going 30 days at a time. We're getting to know each other. You know, the only way I'm going to make money next month is if you guys make money this month. So, you know, we just take it one step at a time.
Yeah,
TrustWave Commerce Company. We've been in business since 2004. We're a Google partner, so, you know, our goal here is obviously to develop long-term business relationships with you guys. It's not about getting rich right away. You know, Google wants a reoccurring pipeline of business with you guys every month. That's more valuable to them than selling the product for full price. So that's another reason why I got in there and was able to lower the rate, because, you know, it's more valuable to them if you guys end up using this for the next 4 or 5 years. Than if you just try it out for a couple months, you know?
Right. So when we do the thing, it would be a 2 month contract to start out, and if we didn't want it after that, then we can cancel or whatever, or is it just like month by month basis?
Yeah, I mean, it's paid out 1 month at a time. We do ask you to give it 2 months when you're first starting out, because we got to build your website and everything, you know? We want to make sure that everything's...
Is it going to be a reoccurring payment out of the card that I give you and stuff like that?
Yeah, it'll be reoccurring at $2.99 every month.
I would say, like, will it automatically pull it from the card? Because we're going to end up switching the card that I'm going to use today, because we have a business account also, but we have started and stuff, and we have to wait for it to go through for us to be able to actually use it properly.
Gotcha.
We started a new account because the other account wasn't the right one, so I'm going to use my own personal account to pay for this right now.
Gotcha. Just, I don't want in the future, like, you giving your billing information to anybody else. So I'll send you my direct number and extension, and then once you guys sign up right now, you'll get that username and password for your account dashboard, and there's a little YouTube video that shows you how to use that tracking system and get in there. But there is a billing tab, so you can actually go into the billing tab and switch it yourself without having to give your information out again.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then if you ever have trouble with it, you can always call me directly, too. We could do it that way.
Yeah, because if anything, we'll switch all that Monday. Because, yeah, it's just, we're going, because it's kind of a newer company, you know, we're getting, like, he's been going for a while, but I'm like a partner, but I'm getting myself out of my other job that I work 6 days a week to start putting more time into this, because it's more profitable business, it's going to be a more long-term, like, goal for life.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
but, we got our other account that's going. Yeah, we got other accounts that's going, but I have my bank account now that I have money in to be able to pay for us to get it started now before we even get, like, so we can get the business going now.
Gotcha.
And then we can get all that switched over to us, all going towards the business itself and the business paying for everything.
Okay. So I'm going to have you listed as the partner, and then we'll set it up with this payment method. And then whenever you're ready to switch it out, like I said, you could do it through your account dashboard, or you could call me directly, and we could swap it out that way.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll be here with you guys throughout the campaign, too. That's why I gave you my direct number. That way you don't got to call into customer service every time. That outbound line is going to take you to a customer service rep. The only other time you...
What is your direct number?
I just texted it to you. You should have it in there.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So save that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good idea to me, man. Like, sounds like you guys are trying to help, trying to do your thing. So, I mean, I'm okay with doing this.
Okay.
You can get going on the website and everything like that, and then we can get back. You can show us what we got and all that stuff and get all.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We'll be walking through every step. I kind of figured too. I mean, Robert was already on board with it, but it was more just, you know, making sure that you understand what you're doing, which is good. You know, that just shows that you have good communication and a partnership. He's not just pulling the trigger on things.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. I would never do the same thing to him either. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys could do anything with HomeAdvisor, though, this is going to be shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, those leads are super saturated. They're sent to, like, a bunch of people. So now you have live people calling you in real time after they were just on Google looking up the services you offer. So your chances are just a lot better. And then, but we will need to do a client interview. A client interview is pretty important. This is where they go over, like, all the services that you offer. We want to be very specific on what we list you for, so that way you're not getting irrelevant phone calls. They also want to go over the service area. I know Robert kind of touched on Elgin and Elk Grove, but on average, it covers about a 30-mile radius from where a PIN verification letter is sent. So Google will actually, like, mail you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification. Yeah. And then if there's areas you guys don't want to go to, though, you know, I could cut it out, basically, of the geotargeting.
Right.
So that way you don't have to go
there. Yeah, because the place we've been going, and they've been, like, you know, hour 45, 2 hours away. That's what we've been working mostly, because there's a lot more work up there. There's a lot less people doing the business that we're doing up there.
Right. They're
calling down to us for, like, Angie leads and stuff like that. They've been going through a lot
of. Yeah. Well, there is business here in the backyard. You know, obviously, we can expand the service area, too. With this package, I can actually expand it all the way up to a 50-mile radius. So there is a lot of local business. I just think you guys are not being seen by them. So that's what's happening is HomeAdvisor has ads up and running all over the state. You know, so if they get a lead anywhere, they could just go ahead and send that over to you, and then you might end up driving out 150 miles, you know. But the last thing I want is for you guys to be going out and giving quotes to 150 miles away and then them going with another person, you know, and that can happen with that platform. So with this, it's kind of different. You know, we're vouching your credibility already. You'll have your website up there where they could review things that you've done in the past. So that way by the time they call you, you know, it's basically ready to go. It's not one of those people that's just like humming and hawing, you know. Last thing I want you to do is waste your time or be driving all far away. I'm going to create your Google business profile, and then I'll set up a time for that client interview. On the first page of Google, we can actually only use one phone number for the customers to call you guys. Did you want to use this line, or do you want to use Robert's line?
No, it'll be Robert. Robert's line.
Okay, the 9204?
Yeah.
Okay, I have you listed as the co-owner/partner on the account. I'm going to put your number as the cell phone. So you won't get calls from customers, but if we need to contact you or if you call in, we'll know what account you're affiliated with.
Okay, cool.
All right, perfect. Let me go and update. Okay. And then I didn't get Robert's last name.
Carter.
Carter, okay. C-A-R-T-E-R?
Yep, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the business email address? I'm going to send you guys everything in writing because of me giving you the month-to-month and then also putting the platinum package at the discounted price, waiving the setup fee. That way you have it all documented.
It is American Builders, LLC3, @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Let me go and update. All right, that came back as valid. Okay, and then what's the business street address where I could send the Google PIN verification letter?
I don't know if I should put his address because he had an address for his thing. I mean, you can
actually
there's
one he gave me. Hold on, let me pull it up here. I have it in my calendar notes. Okay, there's this 655 North 3150th Road.
Yeah, that's my house. You can do that.
Okay. I can hide the address on Google, though, too, so that way you don't have to worry about anybody.
Yeah, for the moment, because we're going to end up getting it to where we have, like, our full-on, like, business address like that, but for the starting, we can use my address. It's just fine.
Okay. It's just a postcard. The postcard usually takes, like, 3 to 5 days for you to get in the mail, just so you're aware of that. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you, so, I mean, you could call it in or you could text it in, but... just make sure you get that 5-digit number, and then after that, you can throw it away or do whatever you want with it. You'll never have to verify your business with Google again once we do that. So Even if you're not using us in the future, you guys will still have all your Google stuff set up for the company.
Okay, cool.
Update. All right, perfect. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I do like an 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. We're going Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
Work weekends as well.
Okay, so Monday
through Friday. Yeah, we always change that later, because we'll end up, like, most job stuff, we'll go out at 6 a.m., or later, if we need to be there later, we'll do it, but, like, just for an operation hour for them to call it.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to have tons of opportunity for revision. Like, anytime you want to change your hours, you want to change something on the website, you want to change a service that's being promoted, that's all just a phone call away. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you guys as well. So anytime you need help with that, you can put in a revision request, and then we say allow 24 hours to see the changes or updates happen.
Yeah, then we can sit down and meet him and finalize, like, hours, all that stuff, and figure out exactly what we want and stuff. And
right.
Get it all the right way we want the business to show, because I want to make sure he wants to be in there for the, like, you know, the profile, like, you know, your guys' profile thing you want to call us on and stuff. I want him to be there for that, too, so I know exactly
right.
what he wants.
Okay, so... For the client interview, I could schedule it either later today or tomorrow, but I would want to have a time where both of you guys are available.
How late do you guys do it? Because I work 9 till 9 tonight.
9 to 9?
8 to 9. Usually it's 9 to 9, but today it's 2 to 9. That's why he let me sleep in. Because that's my other job I'm doing. I'm trying to get out of still, but I'm going
to
be coming back and
start
I'm
up
still
right now.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm kind of in the parking lot taking care of this right now. Brian,
okay, no worries. I'll try to knock this out for you. But I can't do 2 to 9. I could do earlier, though. Like, I have slots available basically from 10 a.m. all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to figure out. He might have to do the client kind of thing then, because, yeah, I work 9 to 9 tomorrow then.
Like
I said, right now I work for I cook too. I've been cooking for 21 years also. I work at a restaurant 6 days a week. My buddy's on vacation. He's coming up this weekend. So I'm going to be working a lot of extra hours this week. But I've already told my boss I'm dwindling my hours out to only working like 2 days a week at that, just to help them out so they don't get screwed over, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just get shot on the oven, because he's a smaller kind of company. He's a local company also. Stone Jug Barbecue. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not.
I'll check him out though right now.
Right.
Stone Joe.
But yeah, in Peru, Illinois. So I work for him, and it's the only one place, the local business. You know, he has no other operations anywhere else. Mm. But they're kind of short-handed anyway, so I didn't want to just dip out on him like that. But sooner or later, it's going to be all this business. You know, we're making changes in life right now, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I could. It's good. Like, you got a lot going on, obviously, but it's all positive.
Oh, yeah.
Food looks delicious.
Yeah, that's going on at home also and stuff like that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, the home stuff's never ending. I got two little guys at home, you know, so I already know how that goes. It's like, what kind of crap is going to happen today?
yeah.
So, you know, I hear you on that one, but that's a lot, man. 12, like, I tip my hat to you. I mean, 12-hour shifts.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying my best, man.
Yeah, that's rough, man. That's rough, so.
Usually
it
works like
50
or plus hours
a week. Sheesh. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah,
I thought I had it bad.
I'm trying not to make that happen anymore. That's why I'm trying to get into this more, because I can actually take days off. I don't even take days
off.
Well,
see, that's the misconception too. So I have two businesses outside of this, and then, you know, I was like, okay, well, once these get up and running, I'm not going to do this job anymore. And then the benefits of this job, I was like, with the kids, you know. So I was like, so I stayed here and did it, and I just ended up working more, though. I thought I was going to end up getting time off and stuff, but it was just like, now I'm basically on a 24/7 shift between kids and the two companies and then the job. So it's like,
right, yeah, I've got a mom at home with dementia, kind of. She's losing her shit lately more, too, so I've been trying to deal with that, too.
That's scary.
I'm the one that lives with her. Yeah, I live with her to keep sure it's just straight for the most part.
Yeah.
Deal with that. Yeah, but I live in a huge farm and stuff, so.
No, good man. You won't regret that later. My mom passed in 2010. She had cancer, and it spread to her brain. It went to her brain, her lungs, and her liver. So I watched her, like, deteriorate into, like, a 5-year-old before she passed away. It was rough.
Yeah, my man passed away about 4 years ago now from cancer, mouth cancer, deep prostate, had mouth cancer, passed away from it, watched him the same way.
Jeez.
Stop here, man. A lot of shit.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make something good come out here, and it's been going really good lately so far, and it's been killing it so far, so we want
Yeah, man. I'm pulling for you guys. We're going to make this work and get you some money, get you into a vacation. That's what we need to do.
Yeah,
get you on a
that's
beach.
That's what I need for sure.
Work.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I already got mine booked for October, so I'm over here like, okay, it's
nice.
almost there. I'm going to Hawaii in October. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be that great because I'm bringing the little guys with me, so it's like the dad stuff still going to happen.
It'll be great. It'll be an experience for both of y'all, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put them in some floaties and chuck them on the deep side of the pool. Leave me alone. Let the water wash them. All right. So I got this account set up for you guys. Client interview. I guess I can call Robert right after this and just kind of schedule it and see what's
working. Yeah, I'm gonna probably call him right after we get off the phone with this thing. I'm gonna talk to him about that too and tell him he might have to do that part since I'm gonna be at work.
Yeah, no worries.
He knows a lot. He loves exactly more where he wants this thing to go for the most part. And I've been just kind of getting myself back into it kind of thing. But he's been hitting it hard himself a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I've talked to him two or three times already this morning. I know he's pretty busy though.
Yeah.
I kind of was
He's out there doing estimates in Elk Grove and shit like that in South Elgin and somewhere else out there.
Yeah, I was hearing some machines running in the background an hour ago. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I'll call him back. I'm gonna go take a lunch actually here in a bit. I didn't go out and eat,
yes.
So I'm just gonna go eat and then I'll circle back with him.
Payment now.
Yeah, I'll secure the payment with you now and then I'll do the voice verification, but then I'll call him to do the or set up the client interview time for tomorrow since he's gonna be sitting in on it. So let me go to billing here real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're trying to get into work. Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. It's under your name?
Yes, it is. Chris A. Baker.
Chris Baker. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
Yeah, the 655. The 655, yep.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so four digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 5119.
5119.
Yep. 4091.
4091.
Yep. 7291.
7291.
Yep. 1190.
1190. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1024.
1024, and then three-digit code on the back?
533.
533, okay. Let me go ahead and update this. All right, and then I'm going to get you the invoice receipt and outline of the agreement. I know you're trying to get into work right now. 60-second voice
verification. Yeah, you're right. Take it down, man.
I got done. Okay. I was like, whew. All right, so there's a voice verification.
Yeah, I got 50 minutes. So.
Oh, okay. There's a voice verification we got to do. We're almost done. This is basically the end of it.
Okay. No worries, buddy.
Okay, so the voice verification is just going to outline the billing situation, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with the invoice receipt, and then we'll have you sign off on it. So this stuff's going to come to you because I have you in the cell phone section, so most of the text message automations are just going to go to you rather than Rob.
Okay.
Okay, so I got you on a recording. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, just so you know, for quality assurance. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
American Builders, LLC.
Thank you. Oh. Let me make sure to add the LLC into the business name because it just says.
Well, American. I think he wants it just American Builders. I just figured you wanted LLC.
Okay. No, I appreciate you saying
that. Just go with American Builders. That's fine. American Builders is fine.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Chris Baker, co-owner, partner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and Robert are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, let me know so I can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you in that platinum package or duplicating anything. You know, I don't want somebody touching the website or your Google business profile and messing it up. So just give me a heads up if you're not sure. But
yeah,
I think I got you guys covered.
Profiles or anything.
Yeah.
We got no one doing profiles and like that for us. It's just people sending us leads and stuff. That's all it was.
Yeah, I know you guys were doing the paper lead stuff, but my plan here is to really steal you from those platforms. I'm not a fan of paying per lead. I'd rather you guys generate your own leads online. You'll see the difference as we go. It's just a lot better to talk to the people directly and have like an interpersonal relationship.
Yeah, see, we've only done we only did one payment with these people. It was like a monthly kind of payment thing, and that was just all it was. And we've only done like a little bit of it. So if anything, we'll talk to him. We might have to get rid of that and all that stuff with this going on.
Yeah, there's a thing I could send you too. There's a report, and that's kind of why I'm leaning towards you guys getting away from it. Normally, I don't want to bash another company, but I'll send you the link for this too. If the Federal Trade Commission's been investigating these guys, so I'll let you
read
into that. Yeah, and I'd just rather you not be affiliated with them, especially if they're gonna shut down. But that's just something for you guys to go over. Like, again, the call's recorded. I don't want to be sitting here bashing them, saying, hey, cancel them.
No, I understand.
But there's the report. I texted it to you, so you could read into that when you got a chance. Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is, we asked for 2 months, but it's paid 1 month at a time. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 21st of 2022. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the platinum package. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day. It'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299. Like you mentioned earlier, obviously contact me before the 21st or go into the billing section and switch the billing out. So that way the next payment is an auto processing on this payment method.
Yeah, I'll do that on Monday for sure.
Okay, no worries. If you need help, like I said, give me a call. And then it does say here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time because you're not binded to a contract. All that we ask is that you let us know 3 days before the next billing is due. So basically let us know by the 18th, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to cancel. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So you should receive some welcome text messages and emails here. Have you gotten them?
Okay.
I think it says Robert on it, actually.
Yeah, I might give it to him. The email I can look at myself, though.
Well, the text went to your number, though. That's the weird thing, because I have you in the cell phone category. So it came to the 6882 number here that we're on.
Yeah, I got the local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
Thank
so
you
there's a
local splash.
Yeah, there's one in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. I don't know when's the next time you're going to be with Robert. I know you said till 9, but basically there's just a box at the bottom of that you check, and then you type out his first and last name, and then I'll also forward it to him as well, actually. Or I could just do it that way, because I'm going to call him in a second anyway. So let me just text it to him. Don't sign it. Then I think it comes off a little weird if you sign it. Let me just I'll forward it to him.
Yeah, I'd rather him do it so if his name's on it, actually. So
yeah,
more
yeah. I'm like, what am I even thinking? Like, okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Spacing on that one. Okay, and then got that over to him. Okay, you got your welcome email. The invoice receipt's in there, too. The marketing on Google, like all the Google advertising, even the Facebook ads that we set up for you, it's considered a business expense for you guys. So I know the company's new, but that means write-offs. You'll be able to write it off. You'll get it back come tax time. So I'll always send those over, though, via email, so that it'll automatically come through.
About you guys,
Oh, geez.
216-9501.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if one of my reps might be one of my representatives. Yeah, one of my representatives is calling it right now. Let me tell him right now. Let me see what's going on here.
Oh, I got the welcome text message too.
Okay. There we go. Okay, I was like, what the heck are you doing? Get off the phone. Okay, let me just let me go through and DNC your phone number, because it's not showing currently that you're on this account. So let me just update it. I think that's the problem that we're having. Oh, basically, once I finish this call, then it'll DNC it. Okay, so that concludes our initial setup process, though. So obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. It was good to meet
you. Thank
finally
you.
Talk to you. I've only been talking to Robert for the past like 3 days, so it's good to hear.
Yeah,
from him.
He just told me about this today and stuff. He said they're gonna be calling me. I'm like, huh? I'm like, okay, whatever. Well,
yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, he was feeling weird yesterday when I was talking to him. I called him back towards the end of the day, and he was like, crap, I forgot to talk to him about it. And then this morning, he was like, yeah, here's his number, just call
him. He's a smart guy. He listened to stuff. He really looked into it. So he knows what he's talking about. So I
yeah,
him.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Well, when I talked to him on Tuesday, I sent him everything in writing. So he's had time to still, like, look over everything, but I don't think he explained it to you. He basically was just like, he has the money, call him, and he'll sign it up. And I was like, okay, so I guess that means you're ready to go.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, feel free to give me a call. Other than that, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with Robert when I get back from this lunch hour here, and I'll set up that client interview.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fine. I'm going to give him a call right now while you're on your lunch hour, and you can talk to him right afterwards then.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let him know I'll be calling him again here shortly, and then should be a short call. It's mostly just to set an appointment for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, have a great rest of your day. Don't wear yourself out,
thanks,
man.
John.
All right, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Yeah, we'll see you.